Hello again, my audio boo friends. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I thought I was going to be able to avoid that. I'm so sorry. So this is my second audio boo of this morning. It's actually the official audio boo of this February 27th. As you can hear, if you didn't hear my previous audio boo, I am got a head cold, so I'm staving off coughing. I feel like I'm about to have a coughing fit, so I'll try to make it through this audio boo without coughing too much. Okay. So today's subject is, as I read it straight off the website, tell us a story about doing something you never thought you could, overcoming a fear perhaps, or is there something left you'd still like to do? The first thing that sprung to mind when I read this was something rather silly that most people would say, well, shit, geez, I did that at the age of whatever. And yet, in my case, I had not ever done it, ever. And I won't leave you in suspense. It was basically a simple thing, was opening my eyes underwater. Okay, I'll repeat that for some of you who have fallen off your chairs or have you removed your headphones in a hysterical laughter. No, it's as simple as that. Silly as it may sound, but I always had this, I wouldn't say fear, but this reluctance to open my eyes underwater. At the age of, well, that was actually last year. So at the age of 47, in one of my friends, actually my wife's friend's pools, I was swimming and decided, and my daughter was next to me on her floater, and I looked at her and I said, Daddy's going to try something he's never done before. And she looked at me, she goes, oh, what's that? I said, I'm going to open my eyes underwater. She goes, oh, okay, hang on. So she goes underwater and I dip my head down under the water and I open my eyes, and what's the first thing I see is my daughter with her eyes wide open looking at me and smiling. What a magical moment. So that was, I guess, as silly as it sounds, but something that I overcame. A few years back, I did overcome something else, but it wasn't as absolute as what I just told you. I went up on a Ferris wheel with my daughter and three of her friends. And I'm normally scared of heights. At the third rung of a ladder, I start shaking. So I remember we were at a Canada Day festivities. They usually have this great big fair near our house. And we were there with, we met up with some of her friends and her parents, their parents were there. And everybody was reluctant. They wanted to go on the Ferris wheel, but not one of the parents stepped up. And my wife likes to kid and say, she volunteered me. But in fact, I'm the one who stepped forward and said, you know what, let's go, guys, let's go. And it's funny because I did a video, maybe I should post a video on YouTube. Of course, I'd have to get everybody's permission, you can hear it in my voice as we're going up the Ferris wheel and getting higher and higher, and now I'm trying to distract the kids, and you know, all there is keeping these kids in is a little you know, chain hooked onto the opening of the gondola thing that we're in this Ferris wheel. So you can just imagine, I'm panicking here. If one of these kids panics and decides to lunge for the opening for whatever reason, you know, I'm done in for, right? But anyway, nothing happened and the kids were fine. I was more nervous than any of the kids were. They were looking around, they were screaming, they were standing up. I was trying to get them to sit down and be calm. And actually I was trying to calm myself more than anything else. So that was sort of the second thing. Is there anything left? What would you do? No, sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. Or is there something left you'd like to do? Yeah, but it's not really a fear. I want to play music. I want to play a musical instrument properly. Anyway, I've been trying to teach myself like guitar and piano and drums and just something that, you know, trying different things to see what I'll pick up and what will stick with me. Anyway, so that's another story. But I'm going to leave you with a really short anecdote. Today I was walking back from walking my daughter to school, and it's traditionally Monday mornings, it's garbage day here. Somebody had thrown out a 19-inch LCD television, and it works. Amazing. Thanks. Have a great day.